Okay, good morning all. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet of Maseches Chagiga. The previous Mishnahs that we've been dealing with spoke about the Chumras of Kodesh over Truma, and the next few Mishnahs will deal with Chumras of Truma over Kodesh. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Mishnah Dalet. Chumra b'Truma, astringency, Chumra of Truma over Kodesh is what? Should be Yehuda Ne'manim al Taharas Yayin V'Shem and Kolim Musashana. Then in Judea, so the Ami Ha'aretz are trusted regarding the Tahara of sacrificial wine and oil throughout the year. So in other words, they always are assumed to be trusted when it comes to the Tahara of sacrificial wine and oil throughout the entire year. The basic understanding is that they're not trusted about the Tahara of Truma wine and oil during most of the year. However, during the wine pressing and olive pressing seasons, they are trusted regarding the Tahara of Truma as well, because this time the people are extra careful about their Tahara. Therefore, Truma wine and oil is going to be trusted even by an Am Haaretz during the wine pressing and olive pressing seasons. But again, not during the seasons, it's going to be assumed to be not tahor, whereas Kodesh wine and oil will always be assumed to be tahor, even from an Am Haaretz. Avru hagidos v'abatim, if the wine pressing and the olive pressing seasons have passed, v'aviyu lo chavesh al yayin shel truma, and an Am Haaretz brought a barrel of truma wine to a kohen, saying that it was tahor, lo yikablena mimeno, so the kohen can't accept it from him, since we only trust them during the seasons, the wine and olive pressing seasons. So again, so Amar's brought a barrel of truma wine to a kohen, saying it was tahor, not during the seasons, after the seasons have passed. So lo yikablena mimeno, the kohen cannot accept it from them, because you have to assume that it's let's say the Am Haaretz said, okay, you know what, I'm going to keep my wine and my oil right now, or specifically I'm going to keep my wine right now this year, and I'm going to save it till next year. So when Am Haaretz can put his truma wine aside until the next wine pressing season, when he's going to be entrusted the next year, so even though he has it for a year and he has it during the non-wine pressing season, he can give it over to the guy, to the chaver, and say that it's tahor even next year, even though we had it during the non-wine pressing season, because of the fact that there's a special takana that they are trusted during the wine pressing season, even if he, again, in parentheses, even if he did have it throughout the entire year. So he gives him the truma wine next year during the wine pressing season, even though he owned it throughout the entire year, we assume that it's tahor. V'im amar lo. And let's say the Am Haaretz gives truma wine to a chaver, saying that it was tahor, and he said to him, don't worry, that this truma wine, again, it's not during the season, hifrashi l'tocha revias kodesh, that within this truma wine that I'm giving you, I designated a quarter lug of the wine to be for kodesh, to be used as like for a libation on the mizbeach. So in such a situation, Neman, he's trusted not only about the kodesh wine that it's tahor, but even regarding the truma wine that's in it, because it all looks like it's mixed together right now. So he's trusted about the kodesh and the truma that it's all tahor right now, because there was kodesh in it, and again, he's trusted in general by the sanctity of the kodesh. Okay. Kade yayin v'kade shemen hamidumaus. If he has jugs of wine and jugs of oil, so they're not in the barrel anymore, now they're in these jugs, and they are prepared by an Am Haaretz, and within these jugs, they're midumaus. There's like a mixture, meaning there's truma, there's chulin and kodesh in it, which means essentially that the Am Haaretz is planning to separate some of the tithes from these jugs at some point. And after he does that, he's also planning on designating part of this as kodesh. So right now, all this is mixed in these jugs. Says the Mishnah, Ne'emanin aleihem b'shas hagitos v'habadim. If the Am Haaretz says that the jugs and their contents are tahor, then they're trusted during the wine pressing and olive pressing season, not just about the contents, but even about the tahara of the jugs themselves. We assume that the jugs, the kelim, will be tahor as well. Again, only during the wine and olive pressing season. Wine and olive pressing season, do we assume the actual kli is tahor? Otherwise, we assume that the kli is not tahor of an Am Haaretz. Again, assuming that it's holding all these things. V'kodem l'gitos shivim yom. Okay, and not only do we trust him for during the wine and olive pressing season that the not only the contents but also the jugs themselves are tahor, but even kodem l'gitos shivim yom, even 70 days before the wine pressing season, we trust that the contents and the jug itself will be totally tahor. The reason why is because 70 days before and on until the actual seasons have come and passed, people are careful about the tara of all the vessels. So therefore, we assume that the vessels are tahor and the contents are tahor as well, even 70 days before. Again, the Mishnah only qualifies wine pressing season, so it seems like we're only talking about 70 days before the wine pressing season and not the olive pressing season. So we'll have to take it at face value for right now. But that is what the Mishnah says. And so, what's the extra chumra over here? The extra chumra is that, in general, an Am Haaretz is not trusted about the tara of the kelim, containing only truma and no kodesh. Never are they trusted, but seems like they're trusted with the kelim holding tara, truma and kodesh during this season, but again, not throughout the rest of the year. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hay. For now, we'll stop right here.